Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we linked up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life.
Good morning, good morning. It is now 9:02 on the West Coast, 10:02 in the Western region, like Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and it is, 12 o'clock, so it's noontime, no longer morning, in New York, East Coast. Good morning. I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Meat. I'm doing something a little bit different this morning. I'm actually awake. I've been awake since 6 a.m. So I decided to do a show, and it is called Coffee, Cream, and Sugar, and that's me. Anyway, how is everyone doing? It is Sunday, July 20th. How did everybody sleep last night? I didn't sleep too well. I actually went to sleep, believe it or not, before 9 o'clock. And then I woke up about 10:30, showered, went back to bed from 10:30 to 1:30, that is. Went back to bed, then woke back up at 6:30. My sleeping is always like all over the place. I don't know why, but it's been like that now for a while. Anyway, my show, if I continue, will be probably anywhere between 8 and 9 a.m., depending, because I want to say mornings. I'm going to have to do 8 a.m., so therefore, those in New York will still be considering it morning, because at this point, when I say good morning, of course, the husband hit me up and said, babe, it ain't morning. Well, it's not morning on the East Coast, but it's still morning where I am, so therefore, it's morning. I'm trying to get somebody to get up and go get me some McDonald's, but nobody's answering their phone because it's still early and it's still a Sunday and nobody wants to get their asses up and go get sugar or something to eat. But anyway, the reason why I'm hitting up this morning, because like I said, I was bored and wanted to do something a little bit different, and this might start being my morning show. I wanted to talk about Miss Greek Awards last night, and the reason why I wanted to talk about that because it's something that's been on the grid now. I think it's the third year for it, and it is absolutely wonderful to have it because people, women, therefore, can rep their sorority and wear a crown for the whole year and represent the Greek community. And I think that that's a wonderful, wonderful idea that was put together by Miss Candy Riley Gotti. And Candy is steadfast in the Greek community. If anybody doesn't know her, you're either not in the Greek community, hearing me in real life, or under a rock somewhere in SL, because she is one of the biggest, Greek queen, if you will, if you will. But the reason why I'm saying this is because I heard, and I'm not going to push out any names, but I heard some negative comments, and regardless of what we may think as audiences or as voters, the truth of the matter is that we voters do not see what the judges see. We go by pictures that we see, events that are being done, little things here and there, but honestly, we don't know the overall. We don't know what each individual contestant does, says, and it's not up to us to judge who wins. For those who don't know, I think that this is the first year that that Candy's sorority actually won, and I thought that that was absolutely fabulous. Now, I'm not going to lie. You know, I've got family that was in, were contestants, so of course, you know, let's be honest, you want them to win because it boosts up your ego. Hey, I'm being honest here. You can say, hey, you know, my goddaughter won, my niece won, you know, my stepdaughter sorority won, you know, my sister's sorority won, you know. But the fact of the matter is that we need to really look at the whole picture and realize that we can only see what we see, and the judges see all, because that's what they're there for. They're there to judge. And it would be different if every year, you know, Candy sorority won. Then I could see people kind of like going, hmm. But the truth of the matter is when I hit up my goddaughter and I told her, I'm like, wow, you know, I was hoping you were going to win. And, of course, I was hoping my niece was going to win. You know, let's be honest, you know, if they both could have took home the crown, if it was a tie, I would have loved it. But my niece, my goddaughter being, that's a bombshell, by the way, being the elegant young lady she is, she says, well, I knew it was between, you know, all of us, and I'm just happy she won. You know, I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, and I thought to myself, you know what, that is the attitude that we all need to have, just happy that if you have a sorority, that your sorority is a part of it. Unfortunately, this year, you know, my sorority, Alpha Sigma Omega, did I just say Alpha Sigma Omega? ASO, that is my girls. My sorority, Alpha Sigma Omega, could not participate because we just started being back together. But last year, Peachy was runner-up. And last year, I wasn't in ASO, but I was in another sorority, which I still hold very dear to my heart, even though people may think differently, but Nu Gamma Rho will always be a very big part of my heart because they were the first ones who took me in without any type of judgment, without any type of, you know, confusion. They accepted me, you know, open arm. But I moved on for personal reasons, but I will still hold those ladies, you know, near and dear to my heart because, like I said, I still care a great deal for them, care a great deal for their founders. Even though we may not see eye to eye, I have much respect for them, and that will always continue for me to have the respect. It is what it is, and you move on. You know, Second Life is a place where everybody can move on. You don't have to ever stay, you know, stagnated in one place. You can move towards other things, which is why sometimes when I see people, you know, downing other sororities or other frats, it really gets to me because you think to yourself, you know, all of us have freedom of choice, free will. All of us have that. And since you have a free will, you should be able to go to any damn frat, any damn sorority you want to. You shouldn't have somebody in your ear going, yeah, if you wanted to be in a real frat, then you should have came here. If you wanted to be in a real sorority, you know what real sisterhood is, you should have came to us. You should allow people to have their own choices. That's the way life is. You know, each of us have our own individual choices. But anyway, I'm getting off subject. I apologize for that. Let me go back to what I was talking about. I don't think anyone really knows the sweat, the blood that you put into doing a event. And I'm not just talking about calling people to the club and partying. I'm talking when you do an event. You know, that's why I have a lot of respect for Candy, because it's not easy to put together an event. You know, I even have respect for those who do, like, elaborate parties where you have to really get it together. Like when we did our launch for LBD, it wasn't easy for us to do that launch. I had to get together with people, you know, for my sponsors to get prizes out there. You know, I didn't even do the venue. Thank God that, you know, my wife, Lady Dexon, did the venue for me. I would have been lost. You know, she did the venue for me. You know, I was lucky enough when my sister, Diva, got DJ Sinfo to, you know, to DJ fourth at the last minute. You know, our hostess didn't show. Then, you know, I had, you know, my sister Brooklyn hosted this for us. And, you know, everybody pulled their part in, which I love, you know, because that's what it's about. It is not easy, trust me, to do an event. It may seem easy and you think, oh, Second Life, it's not. You have to build, you know, the venue. If you don't go to a club, to build the venue, you have to make sure everything is right, make sure that it looks good, make sure that they perform, you know, make sure that, you know, people are on cue. It is not easy to put something together like that. You even, you know, have to have respect for the Dope Awards. It's not easy to put together something, and especially when people are already looking at you cross-eyed or shady, like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's hard to do that. And I think a lot of people don't understand that we do it for your entertainment. You know, it's not easy doing a talk show. Trust what I tell you. Every time I get, and I'm going to say this, and my family doesn't even believe me, but every time I get on the mic, it's difficult because you have to keep people entertained. If it's not for 30 minutes, an hour, it's not easy to get on the microphone and basically talk, because that's what I'm doing. I'm talking because I'm constantly looking at my time and going, okay, how much more do I say to keep this audience going? And sometimes you lose people. Let's be you know, real. You lose people because if people's interests aren't there, no matter what you do, whether it's DJing, whether it's being a hostess, whether it's doing an event, a Greek show, a Dope Award show, anything like that, you have to hold people. You have to hold people. I am so, like, not into it right now because it's still 9 o'clock and my tongue and my brain are not connecting. But it's not easy to have people to love you all the time. You know, a lot of people may make comments about who hosts the show. You know, it's not easy for someone to get up there and host a show. Trust what I tell you. Like, when you do a show like the Greek Awards, the Dope Awards, auctions, I'm doing a fashion show as a hostess on Friday. It's not easy to get up there and do that. It's not. You have to think of what's going to make this crowd laugh, or what's going to make this crowd pay attention, or what's going to make this crowd look and know that you're up there for their entertainment, because that's exactly what it is. You know, you're up there for the person's entertainment. You know, of course you're up there to have fun. That's a given. But you're up there for their entertainment. And I think a lot of people get so caught up in being judgmental that you forget, you honestly forget that we're humans and we're trying to do this to make you laugh or make you want to listen or make you have fun. It's a thing of constant, what word am I looking for, of constant value in yourself, you know. And I think a lot of people, and let's face it, some DJs, some hostesses, you know, talk show hosts, DJs, people that do different things and on the grid do get their heads, you know, filled, you know, do get it where, and that goes for designers, that goes for almost anyone that has anything of success. A lot of times their heads do get big. They do forget that this is just a game, that you're still in a game, and once you log off, these people could, you know, don't know you from Adam or from Eve, but you have to maintain. That's why one thing I always try to be is humble. you know, when I first made my show, and it was less than 6 months, and I got a 1,000 listeners, I literally cried, because before I wasn't breaking that point. And I always remember that I need to always be humble, because listeners like yourself, you're the reason why I go on air. You're the reason why, you know, I do what I do, because I want to not just be entertaining, but I want to be informative. That's why a lot of times my show is more about who's on the grid doing what, or, you know, what's going on that is in the news that's not positive, and maybe bring a more positive light to it, or maybe talk about it and maybe try to make a change. That's why I do so many of these videos, like love, you know, love yourself first, and like you know, bring back all of our girls. It's because I wanna make a difference, and I wanna make a statement, you know, and it's just not about me, it's about those around me. You know, and I'm sure that anyone that does anything that's on the grid to entertain you, they're doing it because they want to be loved or liked. That's the way it is. You know, that's what we are as human beings. We want to be loved. It's just insanity to think that a person doesn't want to be loved. Like when somebody, you know, says something about you, go, I don't care what they say. Yes, you do. Because if you didn't care what they say, you wouldn't say it. You know, if you really don't care, you don't say you don't care. You know, one person I can tell you that honestly could give a rat's ass what you think about him, which is my cousin-in-law or uncle or whatever he is in SL, but he really doesn't care what you think about him. He just doesn't give a shit. And this goes not only in SL but in real life. And he is that person. Everyone cares about what you think. It's just reality. No matter how much you say you don't care about what a person thinks, you think Candy, if somebody puts shade on her for her show, she doesn't care? Of course she cares, because she's working hard to make sure that she stays honest. She's making sure that people that's around her that work with her stays honest, and she wants to put on an honest show with honest wins. So when people start throwing shade at her, of course it bothers her. I mean, we're all human. It should, you know, being a human being, anything that someone throws at you that you know is not true is going to bother you, even when you know it's true. Is it going to bother you? Is it going to, unless you just have basically just no morals, if somebody says something that you know you're doing and they say you're doing it and you don't, it doesn't really bother you, then you have no morals. You know, you really just don't. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break. I need to get a sip of water. I'll be back probably within 2 minutes, okay? Ciao. It is me again. If you just tuned in, this is Coffee, Cream, and Sugar. It's my first morning show, and I'm really debating on keeping it. I may keep it. I don't know yet. It depends on the responses I get from you, which I know is kind of early, so some people may be listening to it later on today. But I was talking about those that are in the entertainment business in Second Life, like, for instance, the Greek Awards, Dope Awards, parties, whatever, things of that nature. You know, I have a lot of respect for quite a few DJs out there because it is hard to DJ. Trust what I tell you. I used to DJ, and I used to DJ R&B and neo-soul, and because that's my thing. I love R&B. I love neo-soul. And I depended on my hostesses, Lovely Orchid and Capricorn Blackheart, to bring the people in. And trust me, it's not easy. I'm sure I've never hosted in my life as far as that type of host. I've hosted, like, you know, shows, things of that nature, but never, like, you know, TPing people in for a party. And I have a lot of respect for them, for those who host, because that has got to be a difficult job. Because people get all in their attitudes and their feelings and don't want you to TP them then, you know, or don't want you to make them friends, even though they see you the hostess and that was what your job is, you know, to make people friends and to TP them to damn parties. So to me, it's like, if you don't want to be TP, you don't want to do that, then just cut the card. It's simple as that. There's no need to get hostile or nasty or all that, you know, major crap. But I've got a lot of respect for hostesses. I've got a lot of respect for DJs. Being one of myself, it's not easy to get on the mic. And, again, that's the same thing. Keep interest, keeping people entertained. Being a DJ is an entertainer. You know, you keep people interest. Keep, because believe me, it has only, I say, not even 50% to do with the music. It depends on the DJ. Because if the DJ is not delivering, the music doesn't mean anything. Because a lot of people want to hear a DJ yik, yik, yik. I was not one to talk a lot. When I did talk a lot, I noticed I got more people interacting with me in the crowd. When I didn't talk a lot, it was like started to be dead. But that's just the way it is. It's, you know, you keep people entertained. That is the whole source of being a DJ. You know, it really is. Like, I look at different DJs who try to mimic other DJs. And so forth. It's like it's an art to DJ. If you're just on the grid playing music and saying something every once in a while, moi, for one, was one of those, you're not really DJing. To me, a good DJ is those that keep people's interest, keep people going, and have people in the club screaming and hollering to the point you can't hear the music, which is, it sometimes gets extremely annoying. Let me also bring that up, but it's not easy to do that. You know, I have a lot of respect for singers who entertain, Baldadir, Mimi Singer, Hamilton. You know, there's a lot more, but I have a lot of respect because that has got to be a really, really difficult thing to get up there and sing and hopefully don't break a note. Because my daughter, Lisa, yeah, baby girl, I got to put you out there, has one of the most beautiful singing voices I've ever heard, and she won't sing. She refuses to because she's a shy one, and she doesn't want anyone to think less of her singing. When me and her dad heard her, our mouths dropped, and we heard her by accident because her mic was on, and she very, very rarely gets on mic because she thinks she has a baby voice. This is a baby voice, but her voice is nothing like that. But when we heard her sing, he and I was like, "Is that Lisa?" And she was coming back to her headset, and you could hear her. And I was like, "Wow, what the hell? This girl's got this talented, and we don't know it." But that's why I give a lot of respect to people like Mimi, like Baldadir, like Hamilton, because they can get on mic and just sing and just like poof, and it, you either love it or you either hate it. It's just that person, you know. Also, I'll tell you who else, people who do poetry. Oh my God, my sister Lulu is phenomenal. And yeah, I
I'm putting it out there because she is one of the just dynamic. Aaliyah, Isis, you know, Isis actually shocked the hell out of me one time when she did a poem. My mouth dropped. You know, I was like, wow, I didn't know this girl had her, you know, had it in her. Trey. Trey's a wow. I mean, there are so many poets. I don't even know the name of them, and I apologize. I wish I could just name them off one by one. But there are so many people that have the expression of speech, you know, that can deliver stuff. Because you can say a poem, but it's the delivery of that poem. I could sit here and say, Mary had a little lamb, and you guys would laugh. Lulu could probably sit there and go, Mary had a little lamb, and probably had you, you know, crying. Then, wow, you know, that lamb followed her. Oh, my God, that this is what I mean. I know you guys are probably going, whatever, but I'm serious. It's how it's delivered. You know, anything you do, you know, anybody can get on mic and do a talk show. Anybody can do it. Look at me. I'm anybody. I'm doing it. But the fact of the matter is, it's what you. It's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Because if I was sitting here going, yeah, last night it was really nice at the Greek Awards show, and I really enjoyed it. It takes a lot to do that. It takes a lot to do the Greek Awards show. I'm happy you can't. You would be like, is this chick serious? Cut, next, move on. It's just the fact. You know, it's just the fact. And trust me, it is not easy for me because my whole, I hope I'm delivering it right. I'm hoping, you know, when I talk about something like, you know, my experience is what happened to me, you know, by being in an abusive relationship. My whole thing is that it is in my heart, and I hope that when I talk about it, because when I talk about that, I'm coming from the heart, straight from the heart. And that's why a lot of times I get emotional, because it's me sharing my, you know, my real life experiences with people. So when I do share it, it sometimes breaks me apart. But I want to share it because I want to make a change with that, with the next person that's, you know, in an abusive relationship, to know that you don't have to stay there. So anything you do, whether it's poetry, DJing, hostessing, putting on an event, talk show, I applaud you. I applaud you and I commend you on the things you do. Do not allow anyone to make you feel less than what you're doing. Do not, if you're passionate about something, continue doing it. Continue doing it until you are no longer ready to do it any longer. I'm looking at my clock. I only got less than 2 minutes. I always say I'm going to do an hour show, and I always say I'm going to put an hour on, and I'm thinking, 30 minutes is enough. And the husband always tells me, babe, you need to do an hour because you talk a lot. Wow. And what can you tell me? The truth has been told. Anyway, as always, I hope you enjoy the show. I may start doing this. Not really sure. If I do, it'll probably be 8 o'clock. Half of you will be asleep. You'll hear it later. But anyway, until then, sugar kisses. Love you.